Welcome to Center Stage. I'm your host, Lila McLeosh, here on 101.5 The Hawk. I'm recording this live from my basement because, sadly, the Hawk studios at Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, are still in lockdown due to COVID-19. But not to worry, I'm going to make sure you still get your Broadway musical fix for the week. This week's show is dedicated to the celebration of Easter and Passover, because we're going to be playing cast recordings of both Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar and Stephen Schwartz's The Prince of Egypt. At the top of the show, we heard from the original cast recording of Superstar, Murray Head with the title tune. Next up, Brian Stokes Mitchell with Through Heaven's Eyes from the original animated movie The Prince of Egypt.
In a tapestry, though its color brightly shine, can never see its purpose in the pattern of the grand design. And the stone that sits on the very top of the mountain's mighty face, does it think it's more important than the stones that form the base? So how can you see what your life is worth or where your value lies? You can never see through the eyes of man. You must look at your life. Look at your life through heaven's eyes. Heaven's eyes. Lake of gold in the desert sand is less than a cool fresh spring, and to one lost sheep a shepherd boy is greater than the richest king. If a man lose everything he owns, has he truly lost his worth? Or is it the beginning of a new and brighter birth? So how do you measure the worth of a man in wealth or strength or size, in how much he gained or how much he gave? The answer will come to him who tries to look at his life through heaven's eyes. And that's why we share all we have with you, though there's little to be found. When all you've got is nothing, there's a lot to go around. No life can escape being blown about by the winds of change and chance. And no, you never know all the steps. You must learn to join the dance. You must learn to join the
This is Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
Hey! just couldn't cope. I turned my head, I felt away, I wouldn't want to know. It scares me so, I want him so.
You are listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. If you want to stay up to date with what's happening on the show, you can always join the Center Stage with Lila Miklosh on 101.5 FM The Hawk Facebook fan page, or you can follow me on Twitter at Lila Miklosh, that's at LYLAMIKLOS, or on Instagram at @TheReal_LilaMiklosh. Then you can stay up to date with what's happening on the show, ticket giveaways, reviews, and more. We just heard Sarah Bareilles sing I Don't Know How to Love Him from NBC's special live production of Jesus Christ Superstar, and by far the best one of these live television musicals I've seen yet. The next song we're going to hear is from the brand new stage production of The Prince of Egypt, which just opened in the UK just before the whole COVID-19 shutdown started. Here is the opening number with the entire ensemble.
We must find a good name for you.
Moses, Your Majesty.
Moses? What does that mean?
Deliverance.
Deliverance. The perfect name, deliverance. For you came delivered to me by the great blue Nile.
Brother, you're safe now, and safe.
This is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Good Caiaphas, the council waits for you. The Pharisees and priests are here for you.
Gentlemen, you know why we are here. We've not much time, and quite a problem here.
Listen to that howling mob of blockheads in the street. A trick or two with lepers, and the whole town's on its feet.
He is dangerous. He is dangerous.
That man is in town right now to whip up some support.
A rabble-rousing mission that I think we must abort.
He is dangerous. He is dangerous.
Look, Caiaphas, they're right outside our yard.
Quick, Caiaphas, go call the Roman guard.
Wait!
We need a more permanent solution to our problem.
What did they do about Jesus of Nazareth? Miracle wonder man, hero of fools.
No riots,
no army,
no fighting, no slogans.
Infantile sermons, the multitude drools.
We dare not leave him to his own devices. His half-witted fans will get out of control.
But how can we stop him? His glamour increases by leaps every minute.
He's top of the pole.
I see bad things arising. The crowd clown and king, which the Romans would ban. I see blood and destruction, our elimination because of one man. Blood and destruction because of one man.
Because of one man.
Our elimination because of one man.
Because
is a thing.
Fools! You have no perception. The stakes we are gambling are frighteningly high. We must crush him completely. So like John before him, this Jesus must die. For the sake of the nation, this Jesus must die.
Must die. This Jesus must die.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
Must die. This Jesus must die.
Hello. I'm Lila McLoach, and you are listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. This is our special Easter and Passover edition of the show, where we're listening to cast recordings of Jesus Christ Superstar and The Prince of Egypt. The last song we just heard was performed by Frederick Bruce Owens, and I had to play this one because Frederick and I both know each other quite well. He's been performing in productions here in Hamilton, especially with HTI. But we had the pleasure of performing a slightly modified concert version of Jesus Christ Superstar for an Easter service at Wellington Square United Church under the musical direction of Juanita Maldonado a couple of years ago. He played the part of Caiaphas in the 2000 Broadway revival of Jesus Christ Superstar, which was also turned into a film. So it was great to get to sing with him and perform with him. And if you do get the chance, and hopefully when all the stages all over the city and across the country and across the world are reopened again so we can all experience live theater, you'll get to hear that rumbling deep voice once again on stage. The next number we're going to hear is another one from the original animated version of The Prince of Egypt. Here is When You Believe.
Achieve when you
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much of any other man? Hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I'd wanna know, I'd wanna know, my God, I'd wanna know, I'd wanna know, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, why I should die. Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done
scared to finish what I start, what you start.
I hope you're enjoying our special Easter and Passover edition of Center Stage, recorded from your host Lila Miklosh's basement for 101.5 The Hawk. You just heard Paul Nolan as Jesus singing Gethsemane. This was for a special exclusive fan concert that was recorded in a church crypt in Harlem. Paul Nolan played Jesus in Stratford's amazing production several years ago, directed by Des McAnuff. This production that took place in Stratford, Ontario, Canada, was so good that Des McAnuff took the production from Stratford all the way to Broadway, where it was nominated for several Tony Awards. The next song we're going to hear from the new West End production of The Prince of Egypt is the song Heartless, sung by Tanisha Spring, playing Nefertari. The stage version of The Prince of Egypt originally made its debut at TheaterWorks Silicon Valley at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts in Mountain View, California, back in 2017. The musical had its international premiere in a Danish production in 2018, in the Fredericia Theatre in Fredericia, which was then followed by a summer season at the Royal Danish Theatre in Copenhagen in 2019. The production that took place in Ivins, Utah in 2018 had some more changes. And then a significantly new version opened at the Dominion Theatre in London's West End starting in February 2020, which sadly, of course, has been interrupted due to the coronavirus. This production features new costume sets, projections, illusions, sound designs, and songs, all headed by a 38-member cast.
My little boy, he was born a living God. How can he be dead? All our pyramids and palaces, our obelisks and statues, before my eyes they crumble into sand. Beneath the weight of your tiny silent body, our fortresses are fallen and we stand.
This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Oh, don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Muffle your heart, forehead, oh.
Expensive, could have been saved for the poor. Why has it been wasted? We could have raised maybe 300 silver pieces or more. People who are hungry, people who are starving, matter more than your feet and hair.
To sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Surely you're not saying we have the resources to save the poor from their lot. There will be poor always, pathetically struggling. Look at the good things you've got. Think while you still have me. Move while you still see me. You'll be lost. You'll be so, so sorry. When I'm gone.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you.
You're listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen, with your host Lila Miklosh on 101.5 The Hawk. We just heard Everything's All Right from the UK arena tour of Jesus Christ Superstar back in 2012. That, of course, was Melanie C, formerly of the Spice Girls, playing Mary, along with Ben Forster as Jesus Christ and Tim Minchin as Judas Iscariot. This is one of the many musicals that Andrew Lloyd Webber has taken from his oeuvre and allowed people to watch for free via YouTube for a short period of time. And this is one of the many ways people have been letting Broadway musical theater fans get their fix while we're all in lockdown during this pandemic. There's been the cast of Hamilton getting together to do a version of their opening song online. There was the cast of Dear Evan Hansen singing one of their songs from their show, also doing a Zoom call and singing together. There was many different Jean Valjeans over the years singing Bring Him Home. So people have gotten into the spirit, but also this has been a very tough time for people in the arts. The arts have taken a beating due to this pandemic, with everything being shut down, no one allowed to go out, no one allowed to get together with some places it's no more than two people. Right now here in Ontario, it's no more than five. The arts have taken a huge hit. One of the things that has been put in place here in Hamilton to help out artists during this time is the Hamilton Artists Relief Fund via the Hamilton Arts Council. And if you would like to donate, or if you are an artist looking for financial relief, you can visit hamiltonartscouncil.ca to find out more. Just one of the many different things that are offering financial relief to artists who, you know, on a good day live pretty precariously financial lives, going from gig to gig, but right now there's nowhere to do a gig or have a gig. And thank you to all the artists out there who have been sharing their art for free online to people, providing some much needed relief during this time. The next song we're going to hear is yet another from the brand new original cast recording of The Prince of Egypt. And I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Dan Fortune from Ghostlight Records for sending me these MP3s from the brand new cast recording. Here is another beautiful song. This one is sung by Moses, who's played by Luke Brady. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
For the rest of my life, I will have to live with this. For the rest of my life, I'll have to face the part I played. These faces filled with grief and with despair. Every morning when I wake up, they'll be there, seared into my memory with a cruel burning knife for the rest of my life. Oh. There's a weight on my soul, like a pyramid of stone. There's a weight on my soul, a ransom never to be paid. The crimes I do them in your name. But I feel just as guilty all the same. Like a brutal soldier who does anything he's told, there's a weight on my soul. For the rest of my life. When you know you're in the right, it's so easy to do wrong. You have to win the fight, so you close your mind and heart up tight and go along. Tell yourself you're staying strong. You ramp up your ferocity, excuse any atrocity. But once you've won, have to live with what you've done. And for the rest of my life, I will have to live with this. For the rest of my life, these questions haunting me like ghosts. Does a noble end mean any means will do?
It's your power, the only reason to follow you. And one final question I see no answer to for the rest of my life. How will I get through? Unlike so many of our victims, I have the rest of my life to get through.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Here on earth, there's a light that shines. When it's darkest, you can find it in each other's eyes. Here on earth, there's a brotherhood we share. When destruction casts a shadow on good men everywhere. There's no victory in the suffering of others. There's no joy to be found in the pain of another.
Say a prayer for each other. A prayer for our souls, a prayer for the young, and a prayer for the old.
For the tears of the innocent and children everywhere, say a prayer for life.
Here on earth, we must draw each other near. Our faith will not divide us, only our fear. Here on earth, we must open our eyes, see that love is all we have. To get us through this life. When the armor we wear is all stripped away, beyond right and wrong, we're all the same.
Say a prayer. Say a prayer for the lonely and a prayer for the cold. Say a prayer for the hungry living on their own.
For all creatures on the earth and people.
May the roots grow strong and deep until one day the tree of life bears the fruit of what we believe.
Say a prayer for our humanity, a prayer for ourselves,
a prayer for the earth,
and a prayer for the tears of all the innocent and children.
Center Stage listeners with a really good ear, I'm sure, were saying, Lila, that song wasn't from Jesus Christ Superstar or from Prince of Egypt. And you would be right. That song you just heard was from Ten Commandments, the musical. Yes, starring none other than Val Kilmer as Moses. See, Val Kilmer was the talking voice for Moses in the original animated movie, The Prince of Egypt, but he didn't do any of the singing. And I had assumed this was just because Val Kilmer's not much of a singer. Well, apparently I was wrong. And not only is Val Kilmer in this musical, Adam Lambert's in it too. So, yeah, go on YouTube, search for The Ten Commandments, the musical, and be in awe. Well, I hope you're home, keeping safe, staying well, and helping stop the spread of COVID-19. I needed to make sure we end this show on a high note, and I can think of no better high note to end this on than Brandon Victor Dixon as Judas Iscariot from NBC's live concert version of Jesus Christ Superstar from 2 years ago, which is going to start airing the moment my show ends. And if you want to have the roof blown off your house, you make sure you tune in tonight to NBC, because he just kills it. So here he is with the title song of Jesus Christ Superstar. Enjoy the rest of your long holiday weekend and keep well, my listeners.
Why you let the things you did get so out of hand?